this afternoon, Brad, I'm here to observe this, or rather to participate this Lord's Supper together with brothers and sisters.
今天下午很荣幸能跟大家一起来守主的圣餐。
And I wonder whether you really understand what it means of participating this Lord's Supper.
我想问大家，你们究竟知不知道什么就是参加圣餐、领受圣餐的意义究竟是什么
？I understand, Pusi just now explained the long message to you.
刚才Pusi已经跟我们分享了一个很长的信息。
But I just want to add one more thing.
但是我只想补充一点。
Basically, I want to focus on proclaiming the Lord's death until He comes.
那么我只是想补充一点，就是守圣餐其实是我们在宣扬主的死，并且等待主来。
The fact that you participate in this Lord's Supper, you are proclaiming the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们领受餐，我们领圣餐，参加圣餐的时候，其实我们在宣扬主的死。
But in your life, do you actually practice it?In terms of sharing the gospel to your friends, your relatives, or your families around you.
那么你是否真的把福音分享给你周围的人，无论是你的家人、你的朋友
？Do you really see looking forward to our Lord Jesus' second coming?
那么你是否真的能期待主的第二次来临呢
？I tell you, if you really seriously looking forward to our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming, your life will be different.
让我告诉你，如果你真的期待主的再来的话，那么你的生命将截然不同。
Especially when we live in this present time, 21st century.
特别是当我们生活在第二十一世纪，就是现在这个时代的时候。
There's not much time for us to have another maybe 1,000, 2,000 years for us to wait for our Lord Jesus Christ.
可能我们没有再有一千年或两千年的时间来等待我们的主来。
Because I firmly believe, and this is my conviction, and this is the reason why this afternoon I come to share with you, that our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming is very, very near.
因为我相信主的再来已经非常近。
But before I actually go into this second coming, so-called second coming message,
那么在我在讲主再来的这个信息之前呢？
Probably I still need to make some basic foundation.
可能我需要再讲一些基础的东西。
So depends on the time, maybe we might not have much time on that.
这取决于今天的时间，可能我们不会有太多的时间。
But nevertheless, I will just trust the Lord because God is Almighty, He's sovereign, He's in control. I'll leave it to Him.
但是我要把这些仰望给我们的上帝，因为他是那至高的上帝。他是那位全能的上帝。
This afternoon, my message title is "Lord, give me sight."
今天下午我信息的主题是主啊，求你让我看见。
Lord, give me sight. This is very important for us.
主啊，求你让我看见，这对我们来说是非常重要的。
I say this because I personally experienced it. That's right.
我这样讲是因为我自己有经历到这样的一个主题。
Because once when I, many times, many, many years, many times when I participate in the Lord's Supper, I never see, the importance of really looking forward for Lord Jesus Christ again.
因为当我每次守主餐的时候，其实我都会注意到，都会再去宣扬主的再来。我都没有去太多的去关注主的再来。
Until I believe our Lord Jesus Christ, until I believe the Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see, to understand the present time's situation.
直到圣灵开我的眼睛，给我看见这个状况。
The passage that I'm using is Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to 34.
我想引用的经文出自路加福音第十八章三十一到三十四节。
Wondering whether you have studied the Gospel of Luke before?
不管你是否之前有研读过路加福音
，Whether you have studied， 你们有没有读过路加福音？有没有学过？
大家有没有研读过路加福音？
要是有，我就比较方便。Then I will take so much time on describing the.
如果大家有研读过的话，我就不会花太多的时间帮大家解释。
Okay, let's read this this afternoon. That's maybe I 你用华语。
让我们一起来读这段经文。耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。他将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上，并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三日他要复活。这些事门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。”
This afternoon, actually, I don't really explain every single verse of the Bible, these two verses.
今天下午我不会逐节的解释。
But I just want to highlight verse 34. The disciples did not understand any of this.
我要强调的是第三十四节，这些事门徒一样也不懂得。
I will try to explain to you during the time when Jesus Christ was a disciple.
我想给大家解释，在那个时候，在门徒跟主耶稣在一起的时候
，the whole process of they being with our Lord Jesus Christ during the time, the whole process, 他们的经过。他们跟主耶稣等他们的经过，他们经过跟现在 and compared to our present time is about the same, I think.
其实那个时候他们跟主在一起的经历，其实跟我们现在跟主的关系其实是一样的。
Because many a time we are like the disciples, did not understand any of this.
因为很多时候我们就像那个时候的门徒一样，我们一样也不懂得。
Right, and just, oh, by the way, a lot of time I slide, I put some animations or some pictures, because I like animations.
大家可以看到我在我的幻灯片里加了一些动画，因为我喜欢这个玩意儿。
Okay, you think Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, right? So he took the 12 aside and speak to them. We are going to, up to Jerusalem. Okay, I'll show you this timeline of the life of Jesus.
跟大家分享一下耶稣他一生的生平。
Just very quickly, the Gospel of Luke, is a very comprehensive, book, right, describe the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
描述耶稣生平的书其实是很复杂的。
不是复杂的。整套细节对，
非常的缜密，非常的严密，非常的细节性。
If you come to school to study the gospel, you and together with the book of Acts.
你需要去研读福音书，还有使徒行传。
Yeah. Okay, it begins by describing the birth of John the Baptist. If you all remember the gospel, you.
如果你大家记得的话，它是以施洗约翰的出生为开始。
And then it talks about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后又谈到了主耶稣的出生。
And then starting from our Lord Jesus Christ returning from temptations.
然后又谈到耶稣受试探。
Around Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 14.
大概在路加福音四章十四节的时候。
And his various ministry in Galileans, that means in Galilee, and then in Judea, and then all the way to Jerusalem.
那么他在加利利的事工，以及最后一路奔向耶路撒冷的过程。
Okay, very quickly, I just want to emphasize a few points of our Lord Jesus Christ's life.
我想快快的讲一些在耶稣生命的重点。
This is like very straight life. Basically, he's following every step.Of our Heavenly Father's will for him.
其实他在遵循着上帝为他设定的每一个脚步。
Every single step.
每一个脚步他都在遵循的。
And he's revealing this step by step to his disciples. He's revealing the revelations of the salvations and what's going to happen.About him to the disciple.
他也在教这些像救恩啊，以及他最后要被钉在十字架上时，向他的门徒逐一的来显明、来讲解。
One of the verse I like very much is Luke chapter 9 verse 18, somewhere around that passage. It talks about, he asked the disciples, who do you think the crowd say I am? Do you all remember?
我最喜欢的一些经文之一，其实出自路加福音九章十八节附近的经文。在那边，耶稣问他的门徒：“你们说我是谁呢？”
The crowd say, "Who am I?" Later, he focuses on the disciples because the disciples say, "Some say you are Elijah, some say the prophets," and you know.
因为他的门徒有些说你是以利亚，以利亚，有些人说，你是先知。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Who do you say I am?"
那么耶稣就问他们，那么你们觉得我是谁？
And this question he's asking every single one of us.
其实这个问题主耶稣在问我们每一个人。
Who do you think Jesus Christ is?
你觉得耶稣基督是谁？
Every Sunday morning you come, or Sunday afternoon you come to church to worship him.
每一个周日上午不下午你来教会敬拜主耶稣的时候
You partake the Lord's Supper once a month maybe
或许一个月一次我们一起来守主餐
maybe you join the cell group or the Bible study groups or the care group
或许你参加细胞小组或者圣经学习小组的时候
Do you know who Jesus is?
你知道耶稣是谁吗？
Maybe you come to know of our Lord Jesus Christ because maybe through some crisis or problems you come to believe in him.
或许你来认识他是因为你遇到了一些危机，你有一些状况。
But finally, this question you need to ask yourself: Do you know who he is?
但最终你需要面对这个问题。
Because if
you 知道耶稣是谁
？Because if we don't really understand, don't really know him.Or maybe I say, you know, if you know him, then our life will be different.
因为如果你不认识他，或者换一种说法，你如果认识他的话，那么你的生命将完全不一样。
Our life will not just maybe working or study, sleep, eat, working, study, sleep, eat.
我们的工作不单单是睡觉、吃饭、学习、工作、睡觉、吃饭、学习、工作这样平常下去。
Our life will be full of, as our Lord Jesus Christ said, abundant life.
我们的生命其实就像主说的，它是一个
abundant, 丰盛的，
是一个丰盛的生命。
丰盛。
我们的生命其实就像主说的，它是一个丰盛的生命。
Yes, I lost my thought. Okay, what I want to say, Alright, okay, that's what I want to say, because our life is different, because we know our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as I go along, I just want to highlight a few points. Make sure we think about it, because this is my experience also, because through my experience of knowing the Lord Jesus, if I don't see all these things clearly, a lot of time I tell you, we will be just nominal Christians.
这就是我要跟你们分享说，在耶稣生平里面几个很重要的点。如果我们不能够真正知道耶稣是谁的话，其实我们就是一个挂名的基督徒。
Okay, so do you know who Jesus is?
所以你们知道耶稣是谁吗？
Next, I want to highlight is Luke chapter 9 verse 61.
接下来我要强调的是路加福音九章五十一节。
Okay, I will leave that later on. Let's go to the Bible verse again.
等一会儿我们再讲那个，我们先回来。
I'll definitely will talk about that one.
我肯定要讲那个，刚才我讲的九章五十一节。
Right, I'll read the passage again. Jesus took the 12 disciples aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled."He will be handed over to Gentiles, they will mock him, insult him, flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. The disciples did not understand any of this meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. So basically, I will split it into three parts. First, the purpose of Jesus to fulfill the scripture.
我们来从三部分来看。首先我们要讲的是
The purpose of Jesus.
耶稣的目的。 是要去将旧约把他写的一切履行出来，或者说是
成就
啊，成就出来，对，成就出来。
Okay. The prophecies to be fulfilled.
第二呢，就是旧约关于他的预言要成就，要实现。
The disciples did not understand.
第三部分就是门徒并不明白。
Okay, let's go to the first one.
我们先来看第一个词。
Jesus was to fulfill scripture. Jesus took the child aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem." And that is the first point. We are going up to Jerusalem.
那第一点，我们来看耶稣的目的就是要将旧约中关于的一切事所成就出来。第三十一节，耶稣说，我们要上耶路撒冷去。
Yeah. And this is what I want to talk about in just now I say verses Luke chapter 9 verse 51.
这就是刚才我跟大家要提到的路加福音九章五十一节。
You see, in Jesus' life, he's been sharing things with his disciples.
你可以看到在耶稣这个地上生平的这些年间，他在跟他的门徒在分享这些事情的时候。
And Luke chapter 9 verse 51.
在路加福音九章五十一节。
He said, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus specifically set up for Jerusalem.
就让我们理解说，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
You notice that as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven,
在那个日子，他被要接上升的日子将到的时候，
God always has his own timing.
实际上上帝有他自己的时间。
When the time right, our Lord Jesus Christ knows what he needs to do.
在那个时间，主耶稣知道他所需要做的是什么。
And the verses go on, Jesus specifically set up for Jerusalem.
那经文告诉我们，耶稣被接上升的日子将到。他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
他 said he resolutely and set his mind, fix his mind, and focus and move towards Jerusalem.
他就定义向耶路撒冷去。定义。
Though he knows that when he go there, he will be suffered, he will be persecuted, he will be crucified on the cross.
即使他知道到了耶路撒冷，他将会被羞辱，他将会遇到很多的苦难，他将会被钉死在十字架上。
But he still focused on it and moved towards Jerusalem.
但是他依然聚焦在这件事上，而且定义要向耶路撒冷去。
So he traveled.
所以他
和 his disciples.
他就和他的门徒一起走。
这些人就是他的 disciples. Okay. Represent. And probably they have about maybe 3 to 6 months time to travel to Jerusalem, and that is the time where he gave instruction to his disciples.
或许他们有三到六月的时间走向耶路撒冷，那么这段时间就是耶稣向他们解释这些事的时间。
So just now, chapter 18, verse 31, 34 is one of the time where he gave instruction to the disciples.
所以刚才我们在读十八章三十一节的时候，其实
31到34节
的时候，其实就是他在向门徒解释这些事情的一个记述。
Yeah. And from here, from chapter 9 onwards, if you study the gospel, from chapter 9 verse 51 onwards, Jesus Christ start to teach teach the disciples more on the cause of discipleship.
所以如果我们研读过路加福音的话，你会发现从路加福音九章五十一节开始呢，主耶稣在跟门徒教导代价，就是做门徒的代价，
做门徒的代价。Many parables about the kingdom of God，
以及很多跟天国有关的预言。
Revealing to them the future，
告诉他们将来究竟是什么样子。
When they reach Jerusalem, what will happen？
那么到了耶路撒冷之后，什么会发生
？Persecution, death, crucifixion, and resurrection, etc.
耶稣殉道，耶稣被钉在十字架，以及耶稣的复活。
对。 So just to show you on the map,
我们来看一下地图。
Jesus Christ, sorry, he's in Galilee and he traveled all the way down to Jerusalem.
他从加利利一直走下，一直到耶路撒冷。
So this time he spent quality time with his disciples.
那么这一段时间就是他跟门徒一起的一个是。
Quality
time 是。
他
和门徒的精心时刻。
So in another words, for us, the disciples and Christians, so our Christian life is a life walking with our Lord Jesus Christ, following Him and also trained by Him.
换句话说，我们跟耶稣在一起的时间，其实就是一生跟随耶稣的时间，一生被耶稣训练的时间。
Now, I'm not just talking about the disciples during that time.
其实我并不是单单在指那个时候的门徒。
I'm talking about all of us as Christians.
我在讲现在我们所有的人，所有的基督徒。
The follower, we so called the follower of Jesus Christ.
也就是所有要跟随耶稣基督的人。
We are actually trained by Him.
我们事实上是在被他训练。
Every day.
每天在被他训练。
If we respond to Him,
如果你对他负责的话
，If we stay close to him，
如果我们
跟他靠近，
是否我们跟他靠近
？If we obey him，
是否我们顺从他、顺服他
？That is our Christian walk with our Lord Jesus Christ。
那就是这个。刚才讲的这一切，就是我们跟从耶稣的道路。
By doing that, what will happen？
我们做了那些之后，什么会发生呢
？Actually, Jesus Christ is preparing. You know, during that time, Jesus Christ is preparing his disciples to face the future, to face the crisis when they reach Jerusalem.
你知道那个时候，其实耶稣在训练门徒，让他们去面对耶路撒冷所发生的状况。
So, same likewise, at this moment, he's training us. With whatever problem we face, he's training us to face the future.
所以今天也是一样。无论我们接受怎样的训练，其实他是在让我们去面对未来，面对将来的那个情况。
So that we can be like the soldier of God.
所以最终我们可以训练的像上帝的精兵一样。
So that we can face the world situation.
Sorry.
Face the world situation. Face the world crisis.
所以我们可以面对世界的危机和挑战。
So can you see during the time?
所以你可以看到在那个时间
Jesus Christ is training his disciples to face the future when they face the future church persecution.
所以那个时候耶稣在训练他的门徒来面对最终的殉道。
When he journeyed towards the Jerusalem.
当他们一路走向耶路撒冷的时候。
So if you look at the present time now,
如果你看现在我们现今这个时代的话，
It's the same. Jesus Christ is getting us ready to face the last day's persecution.
耶稣其实在预备我们来面对末日的这样的一种逼迫，这样的甚至是殉道。
Do you know that we will face persecution?
你们有没有想过我们会面对逼迫甚至殉道呢
？Especially during the last days.
特别是在末日的时候。
Even at this time, you might not realize it, but there, even in Singapore.Our persecution is very different.
即使在新加坡，即使在这个时候，其实我们也有逼迫。
And our present times is we are journeying towards the New Jerusalem.
那么现在其实我们在向新耶路撒冷进发。
Okay, of course, New Jerusalem will be the glorious time for us.
当然，新耶路撒冷将是一个荣耀的时刻，对于我们来说。
But between now and New Jerusalem, there will be a time for us to face a lot of crises, a lot of persecution.
但是从现在到新耶路撒冷之间，我们会面对很多的挑战，很多的困难。
Now, so this is what I want to share with brothers this afternoon about this similarity during the time and the present time situation, how Jesus Christ preparing them, the disciples, and how he preparing us.
所以这就是今天下午我跟大家分享在那个时候，在路加福音所讲的那个时候以及今天那个时代的相似点，其实耶稣基督都在预备我们去面对，去面临这样的一种逼迫。
So being a Christian is very different.
所以做基督徒是非常不一样的。
Because it is Jesus Christ's life living in our life.
因为那是主耶稣的生命在带领我们的生命。
It's our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那将是我们与主耶稣的关系。
Okay, I just want to continue the various other verses.
让我们继续看其他的经节。
Just to recap, I just want to emphasize about Jesus Christ asking each one of us the question, who do you think Jesus Christ is?
我强调刚才其实我们一直在谈主耶稣在问我们，你们说我是谁，你们认为我是谁。
And I just share just now, moving towards Jerusalem, moving towards New Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus Christ is training us to face the crisis in the future.
我又谈到当门徒走向耶路撒冷，我们走向新耶路撒冷的时候，主耶稣在训练我们，来预备我们面临这些的挑战和危机。
So coming back to our Lord Jesus Christ, His purpose in lifeWhen he comes to earth, is to suffer for us, like salvation of our man.
所以我们回来，主耶稣他的一个目的，在地上的主要目的是为了救恩，为了救我们而受苦。
This is the reason why he moved to the city.
这是为什么他要向耶路撒冷进发的原因。
This is his purpose.
这就是他的目的。
What about you?
那么你呢？
What is the purpose of life?
在地上你生命的意义和目的在哪里呢？
Are you just building your career?
你只是要找一份好的工作吗？
Are you just building your family life?
你只是想有一个很不错的家庭生活？
Or your purpose in your life is to make as much money as possible?
或者说你尽可能的赚钱吗？
I'll talk about this later on.
接下来等会儿我要再谈这件事。
Keep this in mind.Purpose is very important for each one of us.
把这件事记在脑子里面，就是生命的意义究竟是什么。
Remember the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ to come to save us.
记得主耶稣他在地上的生活的目的是来并且救我。
Second point of the third main point, I want to talk about is everything written about him in the Old Testament will be fulfilled.
所以在第一个大点里面，第二小点我要谈的是。每一个关于他所写的事情，在旧约中每一个关于他所写的事情都要被成就，都要被实现。
Because today everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled.
因为他说，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。
It must be fulfilled.
一定要成就。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life.
因为耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
Therefore.You can see that his life is basically obeying our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father.
你可以看到，其实他的生命是在顺服天父的这样的一个。
Every single step he moved.
在每一个脚步上，他每一个角度上，他都是在顺服我们的天父。
So this is the first of his life on this earth. Yes, sir.
所以这也是他在地上生活的一个目的，就是遵从。顺服上帝给他设定的原
则。He even obeyed God until he go to the cross and die on the cross.
他甚至顺服上帝到一个地步，就是他死在十字架上。
The third point of the main, first main point is Jesus called himself Son of Man.
第一部分的第三小点是耶稣称他自己为人子。
Son of Man will be fulfilled.
关于人子，这一切都要成就在人子身上。
What does that mean, Son of Man?
这什么意思？人子什么意思？
It's a capital Son of Man.
大家注意，如果英文的话，它是大写字母。
Actually, all of us are Son of Man, but it's a small capital.
事实上，我们都是人的孩子，对吗？
We are human beings, Son of Man.
我们是人吗？我们当然是人的孩子。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is different. He is the capital Son of Man.
但是主耶稣的这个人子跟我们的人子不一样。
He is a perfect man.
他是一个完人。
He is a model for us to follow.
他是一个我们可以去效法的一个模板，一个样式。
So basically, we are supposed to follow him.
所以 我们本该去跟从他。
Okay, so this is the first part, the purpose of Jesus was to fulfill the scripture, and his son of man is the family he is supposed to follow him.
所以这就是我要跟大家分享的第一部分，主耶稣他在地上生活的目的是要成就旧约关于他的一切事情，那么他是人子，我们应该效法。
Now the second main point, the prophecy is to be fulfilled.
第二点就是预言要成就，要应验。
He basically he explained his suffering to his disciples.
那么其实他解释他自己将要受的痛苦，还有他将要死亡给他的门徒听。
Yeah, but unfortunately, what the Bible tells us, the disciples don't really understand.
那圣经告诉我们。门徒其实一点都不懂得。
They are not really to understand.
他们其实真的不懂得。
And so God didn't let them understand as well. Because that's why he said his meaning was hidden from them and they did not know what he was talking about.
其实他们没有被预备好要明白这些事情。
Likewise,
就好像
a lot of times we don't understand when we read the Bible, what we are supposed to do.
就好像我们读圣经的时候，很多时候其实我们也不明白我们要做什么。
Why?
为什么呢？
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们里面有圣灵啊。
How come we can't understand?
为什么我们不明白呢？
And during that time,
在那个时候，
the disciples with our Lord Jesus Christ.
门徒是和主耶稣在一起。
They still couldn't understand.
他们依然不能明白。
They have the Old Testament.
他们有旧约。
In fact, some of the Pharisees know about our Lord Jesus Christ will be crucified.
其实有一些法利赛人已经讲，耶稣要被钉在十字架。
But those times they still couldn't understand.
但很多时候他们依然不能明白。
This is the reason why we need to pray.
这就是为什么我们需要祷告的原因。
Lord, give me sight.
主啊，求你给我看见。
Help me to see the situation of the world.
求你让我看到现在的世界的状况。
Help me to see the poor.
让我看到穷人。
Help me to see the needy.
让我看到那些有需要的人。
Help me to see the oppressed.
让我看到那些孤儿。
Help me to understand.
让我能够明白
and to know where you are.
并且知道你在哪。
We need the spiritual insight.
我需要你的灵在我们里面。
If you recall,
如果你
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3, it talks about John the Baptist.
如果你看以赛亚书40章第3节的话，那边在讲施洗约翰。
He prophesied about John the Baptist in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
他在预言施洗约翰在沙漠里要为主预备道路，在旷野中为主修直道路。
And John the Baptist has prophesied to fulfill this prophecy.
施洗约翰成就或者使这些预言能够应许。
He came and he prepared the way for our Lord Jesus Christ's first coming.
他来并且为主耶稣的第一次来临预备了道路。
In fact, in Isaiah chapter 62,
事实上在以赛亚书的42章 以赛亚书的62章10到12节
It says, pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, raise the banner for the nations.The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your Savior comes. See his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted.
在以赛亚书第62章第10到12节这样说道，你们当从门经过，预备百姓的路。修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民树立大旗。看哪，耶和华曾宣告到地极，对西安的居民说：“你的拯救者来到，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。人必称他们为圣民，为耶和华的属民。 你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
I believe this is the verse also telling us to get ready to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus' second coming.
这些经文其实也在告诉我们，我们要预备好，要预备主的第二次的来临。
Just like the first coming, just before the first coming, John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord.
就像在主耶稣的第一次来临之前，施洗约翰为主预备道路一样。
Although here it talks about prepare the way for the people,
虽然这边是在讲预备百姓的道路。
During the time, we need to prepare all of us, brothers and sisters, coming together and to build up the highway for Lord Jesus Christ's second coming.
但其实，在主耶稣第二次来临之前，我们要预备我们所有的人为为了主耶稣的再来，我们要修筑大道。
I believe this is our responsibility, our job, our role as Christians.
我相信这是我们做基督徒的责任。
To prepare the way for our Lord's second coming.
就是预备主的再来。
To proclaim as what you have read the Bible about the Lord's Supper, proclaim the death until our Lord Jesus Christ comes.
就像我们守圣餐的时候讲的一样，宣扬主的死，直到主的再来。
There's many things to be prepared.
有很多事需要预备。
This is actually what I'm doing, all this while for the past.
其实这就是过去几年我一直在做的事情。
This afternoon I might not be able to have time to share with you more about this.
可能今天下午没有太多时间跟你们分享过去这几年我所做的这些预备的事情。
But I would love to share with you more about it.
但是我很喜欢跟你们在这件事情上有分享。
So can you see we need to prepare for our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming?
所以我们能不能够看到，我们能不能够明白，我们需要为主的再来预备道路呢？
Can you see the similarity during?The time when our Lord Jesus Christ with the disciples and the time where we are now at this present moment.
所以你能看到在那个时候就是门徒跟主耶稣在一起的时候还有现在这个时代的相似点吗？我们都要为主来预备道路。
During the time John the Baptist prepared the way.
在施洗约翰预备道路的时候
Our Lord Jesus Christ is first coming.
主耶稣第一次来到这个世上。
He selected his disciples.
他拣选门徒。
He trained them.
他训练门徒。
To face the future.
来面对未来。
Saying likewise at his present time.
现在也是一样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us, the follower of Jesus Christ to get ready for his coming.
主耶稣告诉我们，所有我们这些跟从主的人都要为他预备道路。
And he's training us to be.If we respond to him in obedience, he's training us to face the future of his just before his second coming.
他在训练我们，如果你顺从他的话，其实你要预备他第二次的来临。
Because we will face many, many crises as described in the Bible.
因为我们要面对很多很多的问题和挑战，就像在圣经中所提到的一样。
Can you see?
你能看到吗？
Because we need to pray.
如果不能的话，我们真的需要祷告。
Lord, give us sight.
主啊，求你给我看见。
But we need to be like this story about the blind man in Luke chapter 18, verse 34 to 43.
其实我们要像路加福音十八章三十五到四十三节所讲的这一个瞎眼的人一样。
Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ talking to us.Or rather, he's in Jericho.
还记得吗？当主耶稣将近耶利哥城的时候
，A blind man knows about he passing by, starts shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!"
一个瞎子坐在路旁，当他知道是拿撒勒人耶稣经过的时候，他就呼喊说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
When the people ask him to keep quiet, don't shout, he shouts even louder.
当人们责备他说你不要作声的时候，他却喊得更大声。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
And our Lord Jesus Christ asked him, What do you want me to do for you?
主耶稣就问他，你要我为你做什么
？Lord, I want to see.
他说，主啊，我要能看见。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, See.
主说， 你可以，他说主，我要能看见。
And our Lord Jesus healed him and he can see.
主耶稣医治了他，他立刻看见。
Why I share this story? Because we must be like this blind man, have this desire to see the Lord, to ask God to open our spiritual eyes to see.
我为什么要分享这段经文呢？因为我们必须要像这个瞎眼的人一样，我们要有这样的一种需要，这样的一种负担在里面。我们要看见，我们要跟主说：“主啊，求你给我看见。”
Because this is very important for us to see what God is doing at this present moment.
因为在现在这个时代，看到、明白主要做什么是非常重要的。
In my experience, I can tell you many times I can see many Christians, even church leaders, even pastors, certain things they are unable to see. I don't understand so.
据我个人经验可以告诉你们，现在很多的基督徒，甚至是教会领袖，他们其实并不知道，并不能看见，并不能明白主到底要让他们做什么。我也不明白这是为什么。
That's why I said this is the basic foundation that we need to build on before we go further to understand what's happening in the world situation this morning.
所以这就是我要跟你们分享的一些比较基础的一些圣经的教训，在我们接下来的分享之前要跟你们分享。
Another example.
另外举一个例子。
Lord, give me sight.
主啊，求你给我看见。
Like the road to Emmaus.
就像在以马忤斯路上。
Remember the two disciples after Jesus Christ was crucified, they've been discouraged walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
还记得在主耶稣被钉之后有两个门徒吗？他们处在从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的路上。
And then our Lord Jesus Christ started to walk along with them.
主耶稣跟他们一块走。
Not revealing to them and these two disciples thinking that he must be fallen, not knowing what's happening.
这两个门徒认为主耶稣一定是一个陌生人，他并不知道耶路撒冷发生的事情。
So our Lord Jesus Christ started talking to them.
所以主耶稣就开始跟他们谈话。
Finally,
最终
when they sit down together and start to break the bread and what we've done just now and give thanks, then their eyes were opened.
最终当他们坐起来，当他们一起吃主的晚餐，就像刚才我们做的那个事情一样的时候，他们的眼睛开了，他们开始看到主耶稣。
Then they recognize Jesus.
然后那个时候，他们认出了主耶稣。
Their eyes were open.
他们的眼开了。
Very important.
非常重要。
Lord, give us sight.
主啊，求你给我看见。
Can we see?
我们能看到，你明白吗
？Lord, give us sight.
主啊，求你给我看见。
Psalm 119 verse 18 says, Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
诗篇119:18说，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
You see, your eyes are open, your eyes can see, you see what it says, you can see wonderful things in your law.
你看，当你的眼睛被打开的时候，你能看到什么？你能看到律法中的奇妙。
And that means the Bible, the Word of God.
那意味着什么？那意味着圣经上帝的话。
And Paul also told us in 1 Corinthians 1:18, he says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
保罗也在以弗所书1:18祷告说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you.
使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
The hope that he has called you.
他的恩召对我们有何等的指望？
God, our Lord Jesus Christ, called each and every one of us.
主耶稣在呼召我们每一个人。
Do you know that this hope in him?
你知道这个恩召的指望吗？
The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀？
Do you know that we are co-heir with our Lord Jesus Christ?
你们知道我们其实是主耶稣的基业。
So we are going to receive this glorious inheritance, same as our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要得这个丰盛的基业，就像主耶稣得这个基业一样。
Can we see?
我们能看见。
This is the reason why Paul is praying for us. The eyes of your hearts may be enlightened.
这就是为什么保罗要我们祷告，说我们的心眼要打开的原因。
Now, if you want sight, but how to receive this?
如果你要看见的话，你怎么样才能得到呢？
You need to come to Christ, to focus on Him, need to be like Him.
你需要来到基督的面前，定睛在他的身上，你需要像他。
You need to be like Him.
你要像他。
If you know this gentleman, his name is John Stott.
如果你们知道这个绅士的话，他的名字叫 John Stott.
John Stott is a very famous, but he has passed away last year.
他是非常著名的一个人，但是他去年去世了。
He's an Anglican preacher, and he started many evangelical, especially students movements.
他是一个圣公会的牧师，那么他开启了很多有关学生的福音运动。
Just before he passed away, he gave the last sermon, the final sermon in his life.
在他去世之前，他所讲的最后一篇道。
The title is.Sermon is the model becoming more like Christ.
这篇道的标题是标杆
becoming more like Christ.
更像基督。
Yeah. This message he delivered on the 17th of July 2007 in Catholic Convention.
这篇道是他在07年的7月17号的。
Yeah. After he shared all the things that he's searching for, that in his experience, in his Christian experience, finally he shared this statement with the congregation.
在他分享了很多经历之后，最终他讲了这样一段话。
That's all. So I want to share with you where my mind has come to rest as I approach the end of my pilgrimage on earth, and it is.God wants His people to become like Christ. Christ likeness is the will of God for the people of God.
他说，所以我想要跟你们分享的就是
在最后他的生命，
在我最后的生命里面，你们要
神要他的人来要像耶稣基督这样。
神要他的子民像基督一样。
对、
yeah, 像基督其实就是上帝对于他子民的旨意。
Yeah. So Christ likeness is the will of God for the people of God.
所以效法基督就是神对于他子民的旨意。
But how can we be more Christ-like?
那么我们如何才能更加像耶稣呢？
First, we need to have Christ-like attitude.
首先，我们必须有一个像基督的这样的一个态度。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 8, he says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus."
腓立比书二章五到八节，第五节说到：“你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。”
Your attitude should be like the same as like our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们的心要像基督的心一样。
Verse 6 says, Who being in my imagination God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but make himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
6到8节说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
I believe you can learn many things from these passages.
我认为在这几节经文里面，你可以学到很多东西。
But two items I want to emphasize.
但是有两项我需要强调。
To be more Christ-like attitude, to be more Christ-like attitude, first you need to humble yourself, humility.
你要有基督耶稣的心，首先你需要谦卑。
You need to be obedient.
其次你需要顺服。
Humble yourself.
谦卑自己。
I believe this is our Chinese problem.
我认为这个可能是
我们中国人的问题。
哦，中国人的问题。
但我讲中国人，我也是算在里面，我也是华人。So humbling yourself is very important.
所以谦卑自己是很重要的。
Up to this stage, I find so difficult to get we Chinese Christians to work together in unity.
在现今这个时代，我发现华人服从一起做工、一起成功是很难的一件事情。
That's why we need to humble ourselves.
所以我们需要谦卑自己。
Everybody are in the team.
每一个人都想做领袖。
So we can't work together.
所以其实我们很难成功。
In Singapore, I believe we all Chinese churches willing to work together. When I say Chinese churches, meaning Chinese from mainland China coming working together in Singapore, I believe God can build the Chinese churches in Singapore mightily.
我认为如果在新加坡所有华人的基督徒，包括从大陆来的基督徒，愿意一起成功的话，上帝将会在新加坡建立这样的一个华人基督徒的团体教会。
所以你就当多点事。
所以我们需要谦卑自己。
我告诉你。
去做。
And you obedient to God.
顺服上帝。
Respond to what he says in the word of God.
对于他的话回应有所回应。
Second point is what he did.
第二部分就是做基督所做的。
As the Christians in 1 John 2, 3, 6 says, whoever faith believes in him must walk as Jesus did.
在约翰一书二章三到六节是有这样的一句话说，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
If you want to be more Christ-like, you got to walk as Jesus did.
如果你想更像基督的话，那你应该照主所行的去行。
Does it make sense?
对吗？
You got to walk as Jesus did.
你要照主所行的去行。
So, what Jesus did when he was on earth?
所以在地上的时候，主耶稣做了什么
？Right, because we must follow what he do.
因为我们需要按照他所行的去行，所以我们必须知道他到底做了什么。
First of all, of course, he came down to save us, right? He died on the cross to take away our sins.
首先，当然，他为我们死在十字架上，为我们赎清了罪债，把我们的罪带走。
And then he destroyed the devil's work, of course.
当然，他也要除灭魔鬼的作为。
But we want to see more tangible things of the spirit. What more tangible things? What can we do as when we see our Lord Jesus Christ?
但是我们要知道更多的，
主耶稣做实际的，我们可以跟随的。
我们需要知道更多的，实际上我们可以跟随主耶稣要做的事情。
This is it. That's what I think. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, 19.
这就是在路加福音的四章十八到十九节。
Remember, this is what our Lord Jesus Christ said. The Spirit of the Lord is on me in Jesus Christ. Because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
还记得吗？主耶稣说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。”所以这就是主耶稣在地上所做的。
In fact, you read the whole Bible, you see that the poor is, God's heart is always have the poor in him.
如果你读整本圣经的话，其实你会发现主耶稣心里总是纪念那些穷人。
So, to preach good news to the poor.
所以要把好消息，要把福音报告给那些传讲给那些贫穷的人。
The poor can be physical poor.
穷人可能确实是在生活上是贫穷的。
It can be spiritual poor.
也有可能在属灵上是贫穷的。
So we need to reach out to them.
所以我们需要接近他们，我们需要
freedom for the prisoners can be physically helping the prisoners to get to sanctuary. Freedom for the prisoners.
对于那些受压制，对于那些囚徒的自由来说，有可能是身体上的自由，也有可能是灵性上的自由。
Recovery of the sight of the blind can be physical and spiritual.
这一种的恢复有可能是身体上的，也有可能是属灵上的。
The release of rest again can be their people's spiritually oppressed, and we can help set them free by asking them to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么使受压制得自由也是一样，人们可能在灵性上受到压制，那我们就要跟他传讲福音，让他的灵性得到自由。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and now is the year of the Lord's favor.
那么报告神悦纳人的喜年，现在就是神悦纳人的喜年。
But there are so many things that we need to do, like what our Lord Jesus Christ did when he was on earth.
所以有很多事我们需要做，就像主耶稣在地上做的一样。
So are we doing that?
我们在做那些事吗？
In fact, this is our church that I'm attending. This is our church vision, our Jesus Christ manifesto.
所以这个其实就是我们教会的意向。
When you actually follow seriously looking into this and respond to these verses and work on it, I believe your eyes will be open.
所以我相信，如果你真的对这两节经文有回应，并且真的去按照这两节经文所讲的去做的话，那么你的眼要被打开，你的心眼要被打开。
Because you are physically there and you saw it, you see yourself.
因为你身临其境，所以你就会看到那些事。
And God will know. God will open your eyes to see.
那么上帝要打开你的心眼，要给你看到。
Actually, I got some more slides, but I think I will stop here.
其实我还有很多的幻灯片，但是我想可能我要停在这个地方。
Because this is the basic. To me, I see this is the basic foundation that we should have before we go further.
因为这个是我觉得是在我们要讲接下来的东西之前，我们需要有一些基础性的一些知识。
Yeah, we first need to know who Jesus Christ.
首先，我们需要知道基督是谁。
We need to commit to Christ to allow Him, to train us.
我们需要把自己委身给他，让他能够训练我们。
We need to be more Christ-like.
我们需要更加的效法基督。
We need to humble and be obedient.
我们需要谦卑，需要顺服。
So that our eyes can be open.
所以做了这些之后呢，我们的心眼才可以被打开。
So that we can respond to God more efficiently, more productively, more intelligently.
以至于呢，我们才能够更加有效的来回应上帝。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。